This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
$9.35 here on SENZ, and it is your chance if you want to dial 0800 150 811. Welcome a call, 0800 150 811, and we can have a chat about whatever you like. Wade Egan is targeted by Australian clubs, and why wouldn't you? Want to get hold of perhaps the best number nine going in the game at the moment? Is there a possibility that he might go? I mean, the Warriors simply got to hold on to him. We haven't seen enough of him because of injury issues, but my God, does he have an impact on their go forward? So who is the one player in this current Warriors squad you would like to see leave the least? You would dread leaving the club at this point of their momentum. Who is the one player? Love to hear from you there, or you can text us on 8833. Should the Lions tour more often? Got interesting texts in on that. The British Lions, British and Irish Lions, would you like to see them tour more often? Or would it spoil the mystique of them? Is that what rugby needs? Or are you happy at international level? You look at the Ryder Cup. You'd love to see a Ryder Cup every year, wouldn't you? But if you did, would you get sick of it? Would it be spoilt with overkill? This Gabriel Sloane Rodriguez story is an interesting one for me. He's 3 months shy of his 17th birthday. Yesterday he signed for the Phoenix for 3 years. Does this go against the grain of how we're treating our youngsters in New Zealand sport? I mean, this guy obviously has exceptional talent. I mean, he's a standout. And he must be that good. How long is he actually going to stay at the Phoenix before someone lures him from overseas, sees him on international duty, with the All Whites, and just says, look, we've got to have that guy. Auckland Secondary School Rugby, not that long ago, decided they would not show their top competition on television. Remember when we used to have secondary school rugby on TV almost every weekend? It doesn't appear to be there these days. The reason why, one of the big reasons why, putting too much pressure on the kids, putting way too much pressure on the young men. When you put them on television time after time and they're exposed to success and failure and winning and losing, etc. And here we have this young guy who is signed by a professional outfit before his 17th birthday to a really nice contract. And I threw in the name Lydia Ko. I mean, Lydia Ko was an absolute golfing genius at the age of 12, 13, 14. She was making noise around the world. So is it just an exception to the rule, or would you like to see the rule a little bit more relaxed in terms of our younger talent? Also, Kelly Slater. Where does Kelly Slater sit for you? Kelly Slater, the greatest surfer of all time, without doubt. You talk about surfing, the sport of surfing, Kelly Slater's number one, isn't he? Numero uno. Absolutely number one. He's retired. He's retired from competition. So, announced that he's bowing out. Well, where does he sit in the pantheon of a great, great sports people around the world, the great sportsmen, great women? Where does he sit? And also the other one, for Geordie Barrett going over to Ireland, how about Ireland coming to us? Would you like to see some of our super rugby sides bolstered with overseas names? Would we have enough money to lure them from the get-go? Would we have enough to make it interesting for them? We want them at pretty not the peak of their powers, but we don't want them to be, you know, superannuation fund players, do we really? We've got Lee Halfpenny when he's fit. We've got Reece Petchell playing. We've had Eddie Burns for the Highlanders. Going way, way back, we had Christian Califano for the Blues. I just wonder, is there scope for that? Now, I believe Joe's on the phone. Joe, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Smitty. How's things, buddy?
Yeah, damn good, mate. How's Gisborne?
Sun shining for once. It's not raining, Smitty, so that's a bonus.
Beauty.
Yeah, a couple of things this morning.
Yep.
The Warriors are one injury away with Johnson. If Johnson gets injured, we're toast, mate. We've got no other creativity. We've got no depth in that seven jersey. We're struggling really for consistency in our spine. But the beauty about it is that we're still winning ugly. You know, we're still winning games and we're still hanging in with the squad that we've got. But I would, if I'm the Warriors, I think you sign Sean Johnson for another year now and you then go and bring on a young seven who he can mentor. You know, they can openly look for the next 1 to 2 seasons to introduce him to the team, because in the end, you know, when Sean leaves, there's that entire depth of, you know, almost 300 games of a player who's developed himself to resurrect his career and now drive the Warriors to where they are. So that's a big issue that I have with the Warriors at the moment, that we won major.
Interesting point you make, Joe, because when the Warriors were in their slump, I mean, when we decided, or they decided, that they really didn't even want to be out there, and that was well publicised by a number of people in the hierarchy, he was the one. He was the number one target, and now a lot of people would say, agree with you, and say he's the number one keep.
Well, I think when he went to Cronulla, he was appreciated. Yeah, you know, I think the Warriors had an issue where they were pointing fingers, and because SJ had grown up at the club, everybody thought that he should be still playing as a 22, 23-year-old when he was 30. Yeah, and he had lost that step of speed, but also they'd lost a lot of players around him. He makes other players look good, creates holes, and when you keep selling the stock around him, it limits his options. So I just think we need to support him, because what he's done in the last 2 seasons, 1.5 seasons, is fantastic. We need to support him, sign him, use him as a mentor, keep him in the club, you know, and then go forward from there. And you're looking at someone who's loyal. Irish rugby are loyal to their players. And one of the big lures for Ireland to stay strong is that all of these sportsmen play tax-free. So when you are a professional sportsman in Ireland, you don't pay any tax. So that's the lure of not losing your talent and then not having to bring in overseas players, like Jordy Barrett as an exception. Most teams have 1 or 2 overseas players, but they look to grow their depth. Like your interview said, the aim is the Irish team, and everybody pulls in the same direction. But small things like taking the tax element out of wages for those players keeps them at home. Because we don't have any lures like that in New Zealand. We have a depth of talent in many sports, but they all disappear because there's only so many positions in the All Blacks. I think that's something maybe, I mean, we don't really need to be rocket scientists to review what we're doing, because we have such a small pool of talented sportsmen in New Zealand. But if you got to a certain level and you made it tax-free, those people wouldn't leave, you know, and then you'd have that depth back again that we're lacking.
Wow, that's a can of worms, Joe. I mean, you know, I knew that in the racing industry over there, they make it very easy for people to stay in racing in Ireland. It's a massive earner for the Irish and their people around the racing industry, and it's a very big industry there as well. But there's a can of worms, Joe. I just wonder how the rest of the country would feel about tax exemptions for sports people in this country. I don't disagree with the concept, you know, and I'm long past getting the benefit of myself, but I can see where it would be an incentive. But how hard do you reckon it would be to get it through?
Well, if you look at what sports is in New Zealand, it's a religion in rugby, the up the wasp movement, the strength behind the breakers, the strength behind the New Zealand netball, you know, the cricket. Everybody loves sport in New Zealand. Everybody plays sport, whether it be, yeah, surf life saving right through to touch rugby, kiorahi. If there is a level that you meet and you meet the criteria, then that's how it is. Then why not reward those who are good enough to be the best in our country? We do it with business, Smitty. There's so many loopholes for business to elude tax, it's ridiculous. But when you start to point fingers at sportsmen saying, oh, you're going to get exemptions, they are the best of the best in New Zealand. And we want to, the money we spend going to All Black Games, touring, I live in Gizzy. You know, if I go, I'm going to All Black Game in All Blacks against Argentina in August in Wellington. It'll cost me $2,000 for the weekend, right? For two of us to go from Gisborne, flights, accommodation, tickets. But we pay it because we're avid fans. So fans want to see the best. And you see it on your show every day, Smithy. They moan about us leaking players overseas, you know, before their time. The way to do that is to reward them financially so they stay. So it's only going to be 0.01% of the people who play the sports in this country anyway, Smithy, right? So rewarding the best and the elite is what we should do.
Joey, fantastic call. I really do appreciate you calling in this morning on both of those issues, and that is an interesting one. 8833, on the back of what Joey's just suggested there, tax exemption, tax reduction for sporting stars in this country. How do you feel about that? Would you be in favour? Would you be again? It's 9:45. It is 9:50, and Mikey's joining us from Christchurch, and I think Mikey wants to talk that horrible word, tax. And that's on the back of Joey from Gisborne saying, give our rugby players or leading sportsmen tax exemptions or tax incentives to hang around. How do you find that one to be in your camp anyway, Mikey?
Look, I applaud Joey for coming up with something, because people who should be coming up with something don't seem to have the answer as yet. But the reality is, for as many people who love sports like ourselves, there are as many people who do not like sports. Now, you would know about the Hagley Park issue when we tried to make that a really good cricket ground, and the absolute uproar from people in the city, which was already a cricket ground, let's not forget, just to put a lovely embankment on there, build a lovely building there, and have some, you know, top-grade cricket coming, like the test that we've just had. And then when they wanted to put on lights, which only affected a certain couple of hours, maybe a few times a year, and the uproar around that. So there's a massive part of society that would just go off their nut if that came in. The reality is, unfortunately, it just wouldn't happen.
Look, I agree with you. I totally agree with you, Mikey. And you make a very valid point. For every one or two of us that love sport in this country, there are eight people who don't like it to that degree. In fact, there's probably four who don't. It doesn't matter to that much. There's three that would not let it happen, and two or three which would absolutely despise the idea of that concept. Yeah, you've read it right. And I do remember Hagley. I do remember Hagley the pitfalls and all the little potholes and things they had to walk through and over the top of and around to get what they've got now, which is undeniably a beautiful sporting venue which has taken absolutely nothing away from the aesthetic nature of Hagley Park itself. It's a beautiful thing. And I defy even the people in Christchurch who hated the concept of it to still hate it when they see the end product. 9:53.